This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We will give you guys the latest on the coronavirus. But first, we need to talk about gray hair. So a huge headline, the number two headline in health news is scientists figured out why we gray. And I don't understand why my friends obsess about it. This is kind of something I haven't really revealed to everybody. I couldn't wait to get gray hair. It's really weird. But it would make sense to you in a second. I would see my friends turn gray, and I'd get jealous. And I'd be like, I wish I had that. And it's not because I want to look smarter. Trust me. It's going to take a whole slew of plastic surgeons to try to make me look smarter. I was born blonde. And then the blonde hair fell out, my mom said. And while I was crying because I always wanted to be a blonde, and as a baby, I'm trying to grab my blonde hair that fell out, my hair grew back, and it grew back brown. And then it grew back darker, and I went from being a blonde to strawberry blonde to brown hair to brunette, and then I was a brunette for most of my life. And I would try to dye my hair blonde, and it's hard. It would turn orange, and, you know, it wouldn't work, and I couldn't become a blonde. I put so much bleach on it. And then I would see that these women whose hair was gray, they'd come out and their hair would look really, really blonde. See, I'm still not exactly there because, again, my hair is so dark. So I'm like, as soon as I could turn gray, I could then do the, you know, I like the ash, not bleach blonde. I like the ash blonde, like the Heather Locklear white blonde. That's the blonde I really, really like. That's the blonde I really, really want. But I really can't do that until I'm gray. So here I probably want very few people that really, really cannot wait to turn gray because then I could get the hair color I finally want. So in health news, scientists think they know why we turn gray. And it has to do with stress. Now, okay, it's not that you turn gray. Basically, each hair follicle has stem cells that can convert and become pigment cells that give off melanin. Melanin is what gives us our color, okay? The more melanin, the darker the color. So when your hair doesn't have melanin, it grows out kind of colorless. So it grows out maybe white or clearish or grayish. So it's not that you're growing gray, it's just that it loses color. And then for some people it would look gray. Now, in some families, there's a genetic predisposition to turning gray or to salt and pepper, to have a certain look. You have some guys, their hair just all turns white. You know, so there's various ways of how, you know, hair can look. I think gray hair is sexy. I just do. I love it. Even women with gray hair look great. I think it's a good look. But your lack of melanin is what causes that. I don't get gray hair. My hair is like colorless. It's like white when it comes out. And I'm like, oh my God, I could do anything to it. I could dye it blue, dye it, you know, whatever. So basically, scientists, Brazilian and the U.S., combined forces looked at this. And what they did is they thought, well, maybe it has to just do with cortisol. And this was kind of independent of cortisol. They took mice. And when they stressed mice, it induced their norepinephrine. Kind of like their adrenaline. You have epinephrine, norepinephrine, and kind of triggered their flight or fright response. You guys have heard that a lot on my show. Flight or fright responses, let's say, you know, there's a shooting. You need to get up and bounce. You need your heart rate to start increasing your cardiac output. You need your lungs to open up so you get air. You need to shut down the bowel because you really don't want to be peeing or pooping in the middle of all this. And that's a sympathetic nervous system. Whereas the parasympathetic nervous system changes, allows you to digest the food, allows you to go potty, you know, because you're not running or in flight or fright. In this flight or fright stage, with mice, they found out that these mice would go gray. And they think what happened is the norepinephrine caused the stem cells to hurry up and move and do what they need to. And so the stem cells, they started to deplete. And so stem cells can kind of turn into a variety of things depending on how we coax them or depending on their genetic propensity. And so they found that when the stress triggered this norepinephrine system, whether it included cortisol or not, you ended up using more of your stem cells. These stem cells then were depleted. So when the mice's hair needed, you know, melanin, there weren't any left. And that's their theory. And the damage is permanent. It's not like you could grow more stem cells. You could transplant more stem cells. They also found that there was a protein, the cyclin-dependent kinase, was involved. If they suppressed that, which sometimes the norepinephrine could do, it could also change the color of the fur. But get this, in one of the studies, there was a blood pressure medication, an antihypertensive, that the researchers could use to stave off the depletion of these stem cells and possibly protect gray. Now, why do we give a damn? Well, because I don't really care about the gray. I can't wait for that. I care about aging. And if we are depleting things and aging more and quicker, I would love to reverse that. And if they're talking about having a high blood pressure medicine that could do that, even if I don't have high blood pressure medicine, man, I'll take 5 of those because I really don't want to age any more than I have. Because I'm not aging well at all. I am not aging well. Everybody's like, oh, you're going to age fine because all the women in our family age fine. I'm like, no, y'all don't. Y'all look cray-cray. No way. No way. I do not want to look like you guys, right, when I'm 40. And I do. I look like that in my 40s. I love the women in my family, but, oh, man, I've been trying to prevent that for so long. They've been trying to prevent looking like me. So, reduce your stress. It shows that stress ages you. Okay, and this isn't just, if stress can affect the little baby melanin-producing cells of the hair, what do you think it's doing to your brain cells? What do you think it's doing to your ovaries or your testicles or your heart or your lungs? Stress is bad. And honestly, I mean, look what's going on in China. That's stressful. You know, we get all our panties all up in a bunch because of elections and all that. You don't know what stress is. So slow your roll, relax, make sure to smell the roses, and don't turn gray. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure. Really helped. I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So let's catch you guys up on this deadly coronavirus. All right. Now the death toll is up to 18. They believe it has affected already over 10,000 people. The city of Wuhan in China has now closed down. You can't enter and you can't leave. And a lot of people are getting all freaked out. So let me kind of walk everybody through this. I don't know if many of you have seen the Chernobyl miniseries. I'm finishing it up right now. I got one more episode to watch. And with Chernobyl, when the nuclear power plant accident happened, immediately the government officials, according to the miniseries and from what we understand from reports, kind of shut the city down, and they didn't want people to leave because they didn't want the press knowing and they didn't want spread of wrong information. And so not being able to leave when there's an outbreak or an epidemic such as a possible SARS-like disease, a severe acute respiratory syndrome, it's pretty scary. And people may want to get the heck out of Dodge. That was a big concern with Ebola also. And when the latest Ebola outbreak, you know, some people wanted to kind of flee and get the heck out of there and not go in and get checked because they did not want to be quarantined. They didn't want to be stuck. They didn't want their family stuck. If there's an outbreak, let's get out. So it's a very, very fearful time for a lot of people. And in America, we've already had our first case. A young guy, 30 years old, who had traveled from Wuhan, was in Washington State. We think he came into close contact with 16 people before being quarantined. So let's kind of break down what's going on, and then we'll talk it through. So this is a coronavirus. It's a very, very deadly virus in a simple, same family as a simple coronavirus. We have a simple cough, simple cold. It could be a coronavirus. Or you could have this deadly SARS, a severe acute respiratory syndrome that causes respiratory failure, pneumonia, and death. And it could be the same family of viruses. This particular strain, they say, is new. 18 people with the virus are now confirmed to have died. More than 600 have been infected in at least 10 countries. But they believe that over 10,000 people may have it. Because we, again, are in cough and cold season. So if the average person isn't going to get screened, and if they have a mild case, you don't know. They believe that 2 in every 100 cases can die, or 1 in every 50 who get this could die. A third city in China, according to Daily Mail, has gone into lockdown today. Officials are trying to stop the spread of deadly new coronavirus. As you know, Chinese New Year starts on the 25th in Beijing. Major events have been canceled. Authorities in Zihao have shut down train stations. Huang'an has announced it's also going to suspend public buses and trains. So Wuhan is kind of the hub where this epicenter of the outbreak, they believe, started. It has remained on lockdown, all flights in and outbound canceled. Residents have been banned from leaving. Scenes of chaos as desperate families are fighting for food and supplies. Chinese officials are starting to disinfect the streets, and parks have clouds of gas. You see this footage emerging with quarantine tents. They are isolating suspected cases. One resident told the BBC that the atmosphere in the city felt like the end of the world. Concerned medics were seen wheeling a suspected patient out of the airport in southeastern China. Three more countries have announced that they have recorded cases, Singapore, Vietnam, and Saudi Arabia. In Singapore was a 66-year-old man who had flown from Wuhan with his family on Monday, recovering in a hospital. A 37-year-old companion is also in the hospital under observation, but not officially diagnosed. In Vietnam, a Chinese father and a son are in the hospital in Ho Chi Minh City. They had flown from Wuhan. They are ill, but in good condition. And then in India, they confirmed that an Indian nurse who was working in Saudi Arabia has been diagnosed with the infection and recovering well. So what that means is now we have 10 countries involved, including the U.S. I don't believe of any cases yet in Europe. And in America, it was a man infected with the virus. He, from what we understand, he is stable, but he has been in close contact with 16 people. I'm surprised just that. I mean, when I come out of the airport, you know, I'm like, hey, what's up? Maybe I go to the bathroom. Maybe I stop by and grab a bagel or something. I talk to people in the bathroom going, man, that flight sucked. I know, man, that was long. Then did we miss football? Then I'll get in the car. I'll stop by maybe my office, whatever. Hey, what's up? Oh, man, I just got back. I'll even work. Come, and then I'll come home. I'm not very good at just getting out of the airport and going home. So I could definitely see myself, you know, talk to tons of people. So World Health Organization is facing increasing pressure to declare the crisis a public health emergency like it did for Ebola and Zika. Apparently, health chiefs are meeting later today to decide that. But, you know, I'm looking at pictures of beautiful areas and parks with gas. You know, it's probably a sanitizing, you know, a disinfectant. What are the symptoms? Well, we talked about this. It's like a cold or flu. You got a runny nose, you got a cough, sore throat, but it could also cause a high temperature. If these symptoms don't go away in a few days, or if they keep getting worse, that could be a sign that this is a very severe acute respiratory syndrome. And the big question parents have is, well, when do we call it? You know, if I think somebody has a real high fever day one, I recommend they get seen. And I know this is very, very controversial for a doctor to say, you know, go get seen on day one. But my problem with it is you need to be, I like the old school medicine where we would confirm what you had. You know, I got a call on a young kid with a high fever. So mom's like, I think it's flu. It could be. Is the kid coughing? Yep. Could be. It could be flu. Flu has fever and a cough. But it could also be pneumonia. It could also be this coronavirus. So there's testing. If she goes to the doctor, you test positive for flu. Okay, we think it's either in the influenza A or influenza B. We could start narrowing it down. And some of these flu tests will tell us A or B. But, you know, somebody with a high fever, not feeling right, was already maybe vaccinated for flu. I don't think it hurts to get yourself seen. The problem with that is we don't want people to go into a medical center and infect others. So it's a very, very scary time in medical communities. And now they're saying that this can be transmitted by droplet transmission, coughing, sneezing, touching or shaking hands, because originally they said you could only get this from bats, remember? 2 weeks ago they said you could get it from bats. And then last week they said they believe bats gave it to snakes. And we're like, well, then why the hell do so many people have it? What are people doing with snakes over there in Wuhan? Well, it turns out that they think that this virus jumped from snakes to humans. That means this is a very highly mutatable, unpredictable virus. They believe this might have originally come from a snake at the South China Seafood Wholesale Market. So how do you die from this? Well, you're not going to die from the runny nose, but you can die from respiratory failure and pneumonia. So a cough, chest pain, trouble breathing is bad. If you get a secondary infection, that could lead to sepsis and cause organ failure. So we have currently, these are the latest developments we're getting over the wire right now. Cases have been reported in 25 provinces in China. About 600 patients now affected across the entire world. This 10,000 number is what they are suspecting to be, because many people have been sick and not coming in and getting checked. Patients suspected to have the infection are being tested right now in Colombia, Brazil, Mexico, and Canada. Tech giant Huawei has postponed its conference in China. Lunar New Year celebrations planned in Beijing this weekend have been canceled. Singapore became the 8th country today to confirm it has a patient affected. Vietnam the 9th. Saudi Arabia the 10th. U.S. are now monitoring the 16 people that got exposed to that gentleman. Social media has been kind of showing chaotic scenes in Wuhan. Wuhan is, I guess, kind of the size of London, and it has been the hub of the outbreak. And in terms of a vaccine, we do not have a vaccine for this, but it sounds like they're already starting to work on it. As of a few days ago, they already started the preliminary stages to try to get that started. But remember, if this is a virus that is very highly mutable, that was able to mutate from a snake host to a human host, that I don't know if they're going to be quick enough with a vaccine, and the virus might change by the time the vaccine gets done. How do we treat coronavirus? There's really no treatment. Right now, we don't have any treatment. Can't really use Tamiflu. I don't think they've tested that yet. So it's fluids, making sure you don't get pneumonia. If you do get a secondary bacterial infection, then giving you an antibiotic. But making sure your lungs are not filling up with fluid, things like that. So scary time. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Day three of President Trump's impeachment trial is underway on Capitol Hill.
President Trump used the powers of his office to solicit a foreign nation to interfere in our elections for his own personal benefit. Note that the act of solicitation itself, just the ask, constitutes an abuse of power. But President Trump went further.
One of the Democratic impeachment managers, Congressman Jerry Nadler of New York. Vice President Mike Pence is calling on world leaders to join the U.S. in confronting Iran and global anti-Semitism.
We must be prepared to confront and expose the vile tide of anti-Semitism that is fueling hate and violence all across the world.
Vice President Pence is speaking at the World Holocaust Forum in Jerusalem. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We're already into a new year, and according to TransUnion's annual consumer credit forecast, the consumer credit market looks strong. Matt Comos, TransUnion's Vice President of Research and Consulting.
The U.S. consumer is as strong as ever, and we expect more of the same this year. More consumers are securing loans and increasing their balances in a measured way, all while maintaining historically low delinquency rates. Low unemployment rates, continued wage growth, and an overall sound economy are making this positive performance hold true.
Are there trends to watch for this year?
TransUnion's trends to watch are credit card performance staying strong, personal loans stabilizing, auto lenders continuing at a steady pace, and first-time homebuyers leading mortgage activity.
The U.S. consumer credit market has grown every year since the Great Recession in 2009, marking one of the longest economic expansions in U.S. history. There's more at TransUnion.com. That's TransUnion.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. The doomsday clock. Have you guys been following this? Yeah, we have a doomsday clock. And apparently, it has been set 100 seconds to midnight. I guess Thursday, 20 seconds closer than its previous time. I'm not sure if that means that we are... like, supposed to be hitting doomsday soon. But they say that the world is closer to the apocalypse than it has been since the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists began tracking it over 70 years ago. Apparently, during a conference today at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C., former Governor Jerry Brown, Mary Robinson, the former President of Ireland, and former U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon unveiled the clock's new time. Rachel Bronson, the group's president and CEO, said today we feel no more optimistic about the world's outlook and that the current environment is unstable due to inaction on climate change and a precarious nuclear landscape, and urged the world's leaders to act on these two issues or else disaster will occur. If decision makers fail to act, citizens around the world should echo the words of climate activist Greta Thunberg and say, how dare you? The threats of climate change and nuclear war, they say, influence the clock's movements closer and farther from midnight, as do global politics. So in 2018, the clock was set 2 minutes from midnight, tying with 1953 for being the closest to the stroke of 12 in its history. So I guess when the doomsday clock hits 12, that means it's doomsday, or the apocalypse starts. The clock has moved backwards and forwards 23 times. Today, its movement made it the 24th time. So it's a gesture trying to cry out to the world that we are in trouble. Now, they say civilization ending nuclear war, whether started by design, blunder, or miscommunication, is a genuine possibility. Climate change that could devastate the planet is undeniably happening, wrote the group in a statement. And for a variety of reasons, that includes a corrupted and manipulated media environment, democratic governments, and other institutions that should be working to address these threats have failed to rise to the challenge. So 17 minutes has been, I believe, the farthest the doomsday clock has ever been from midnight. That was set back in 1991. That's because the Cold War had ended. The U.S. and Soviet Union signed the Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, so basically cut back the nuclear arsenals. And the doomsday clock originated when the scientists involved in the Manhattan Project, the U.S. initiative to develop nuclear weapons, after Hiroshima and Nagasaki bombings in World War II, the scientists began publishing a newsletter that depicted the doomsday clock on its cover. Since then, the newsletter moved online, and the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists determined midnight by deliberating on global events. So, all right. So this is it's a gesture. It's a sign. It's a form of communication. People are freaked out about the world. Listen, I'm a doctor. Okay, I've had biology training. I've had chemistry training. I'm a scientist in my own right, but I would never call myself a scientist like a nuclear scientist or these chemists and biologists that do it all the time. I was a chemist. I was a biologist. But I don't actively, I mean, I do still actively do research in science, but not the type of science that would pertain to global change and climate change. And what I worry about with my scientific background, all right, is like an asteroid hitting us. I think an asteroid hitting us would be really, really bad. Not because of Armageddon, I make jokes about that. But, you know, as we see in space, there's a lot of crazy stuff going around in space. Okay? And to me, that would be kind of a split second, we're done. I'm also very fearful in terms of infectious disease. An Ebola outbreak, a deadly coronavirus that doesn't get contained, things like that, I think are more immediate threats. I do. I am very scared of another nuclear fallout, like Fukushima or Chernobyl. That stuff is scary. Am I scared that the temperature is getting warmer? No. Maybe I should be, but I think there are immediate threats and immediate things that can hurt us. And I think when we start to chase other concerns, which are important too, mind you, I get, you know, we definitely need to stop, you know, polluting our environment. You know, we need to take care of our waters, take care of our fishes, things like that. You know, have vehicles on the road that aren't polluting the air. I'm for all that. But I think there's a distraction with those sorts of policies away from things that, you know, might need to be addressed. And honestly, I think a major threat to us that's going to get us before climate change is terrorism. So to me, if I was president, I would want to address the more the more urgent threats. Infectious disease, terrorism, national security. So I would probably want to make sure we had our defenses built up. I'd want to make sure we have a fantastic, you know, which we do, but a very, very robust National Guard and military that could, in the event of us needing to quarantine for infectious disease or to help move people out from a natural disaster like an earthquake or, you know, asteroid or whatever, who knows, all right? I would want to build up our defense system. I would want to minimize the number of people who could be on marijuana. Trust me, I was for legalizing marijuana. All right, I know, and that's a very, very democratic philosophy, but I was for legalizing it so we could study it. But I would probably slow our roll and institute a little bit more guidelines on how to make sure people aren't coming to work stoned. Or, you know, because, again, if you are, you know, relaxed and cool and chill, are you really going to be covering your mouth when you sneeze and cough? You know, we're thinking about infectious disease. We need to be on it. We need to be sharp. And so I think, you know, we also need to make sure that we have a strong economy. Because when we don't have a strong economy, crime happens, BS happens, you know, and that's a threat. I mean, if you have people shooting each other and, you know, stealing from each other and, you know, that I think these are going to be the more, I think what's going to get us is an infectious disease, a security issue, a terrorism issue, something is, I think, a bigger threat right now than not allowing the Grand Canyon to become any more a canyon. And again, I'm not trying to minimize the whole climate change, platform and the climate change, philosophy and means to stave it off. But I just see, I know it's a big issue, but I think we have bigger issues right now at play. And so, you know, I think these fires that consume Northern California, we're finding out that a lot of that might have been at the risk of a lot of these more liberal-leaning rules of, well, you can't cut down the trees and the lines have to be near the trees and the lines near the trees cause them to go on fire. I don't want to deforest. I like our trees. But if you, you know, if you're tying the hands of, you know, industries that are trying to power parts of the state and making them build power lines too close to trees, fires are going to happen. So if you really want to know what I think the biggest threat to our world is, it's stupidity and politics. Okay, we need to be smart about things. We don't want to pollute the earth. We don't want to waste our resources, but we need to also be kind of putting money and time into things that are more urgent, like defense and preventing infectious disease. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating.
That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Do any of you guys watch these TikTok videos? TikTok, I think, took over Vine, where people can do small, short videos. Some of them are really funny. I'll post some of them. Oh, my gosh. Actually, I don't know if it's TikTok. There's this comedian, Christian, is it Del Grosso? I got to look up his last name. There's this kid, Christian, who does a really good job with editing, and he will discuss issues he has with his mom. And so, but he'll dress up as his mom. So he throws on a wig. So he'll be like in bed, you know, sleeping, and it'll be like my mom waking me up. And then he's dressed up as his mom, screaming, "Christian! Christian, wake up!" You know, how I want my mom to ask me to clean my room and how she really asked me to clean my room. So he's like, "Oh, Christian, can you please clean up your room? oh, that'd be so nice if you could do that. And then in the next scene, it's Christian, you clean this boo 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 up. And my kids love it, you know, because they try to compare it to me. And I do not look like that. I do not act like that. And, or like, there's one video. I posted this on my Facebook. I need to put it on my show page. I don't think we can do it on Twitter because it's too long. Where the mom goes, Christian, come and spend time with the family. So Christian comes downstairs, sits with the family, and then the mom goes, did you know Christian pooped in his pants till he was 10? The kid has to just sit there. So it's really a lot of realism, you know, and that. And I didn't realize, my kids are like, Mom, that is so you. I go, I have never told anybody that you pooped in your pants till you were 10, because you did it until you were 16. No, I'm just joking. They didn't. But anyway, so, we as parents, we do stuff, and TikTok is for jokes. Well, TikTok turned a very serious turn when Dr. Nicole Baldwin, a Cincinnati pediatrician, had a lot of concern about misleading anti-vaccine social media posts. And we did a study, me and students from Toro University of Nevada did a study that's going to be published in the journal Clinical Peds. And when that gets published, well, we're going to talk about that a little bit more. There's a lot of misinformation, a lot of it. And so she was fed up that she did an upbeat message about the benefits of childhood vaccinations. So she posted it on TikTok. It's kind of a platform for short mobile videos. It has been seen by over 1.5 million people. But unfortunately, it has generated venom from people who believe that childhood vaccinations are dangerous. Dr. Baldwin said, I have been the subject of a tsunami of negative comments on all of my social media. There have been negative fraudulent rumors. She has been called public enemy number one. Somebody else posted that dead doctors don't lie and has been the subject of phone calls that threatened to shut her practice down. Others who have taken to posting negative reviews about her practice. Now, what I want to talk about is, why are people so mad? I mean, people will say, gosh, well, those people who are anti-vaxxers are crazy. No. Let's stop for a second, okay? You know, put emotions aside. Here's a doctor who's, you know, educating the public, doing what she's supposed to. She's board certified. I'm board certified in family medicine. I'm pro-vaccines. But we need to listen for a second here. Why are people that mad? I mean, you know, you'll hear like a pharmaceutical company say, oh, our drug is really, really good. And nobody's going to go online and, you know, do death threats and threat. I mean, nobody's going to, you know, but they're like, oh, your drug sucks. Maybe that's the most of it. But you have people out there that are very angry. Has anybody asked why? Why are they so angry? Did one of them have a child? That was the one in a million who got a, you know, side effect to the vaccine. Was one of them, you know, did they get sick after the vaccine, or did they, you know, are they concerned about the components in the vaccines? If we don't stop and listen to what the anti-vaxxers are saying and we just call them crazy, we're not going to get anywhere. I mean, the big problem we have right now with our vaccine program is there's this push in the media to make anybody who's anti-vaccine look crazy, look, you know, like whack jobs. And there may be some concerns that we in the pro-vaccine community need to listen to. If somebody, you know, I mean, I listen because I had patients who were discriminated against as being anti-vaccine, that the pediatrician would not take care of the child. They were discharged from the office. And many of you would say, well, that's good because you don't want the child infecting others. But then the child would have an ear infection or would have flu. And I'm like, well, the kid is, this isn't the kid's choice whether they're vaccinated or not. It's the parents. I'm like, the kid is sick. I'm going to take care of the kid. So I ended up taking care of a lot of kids who weren't vaccinated, not because I was choosing sides, but one, it's not the kid's fault if the parents choose not to vaccinate. The kid can't control the parents. And number two, you got a sick kid. You got a sick kid. I'm going to take care of the kid. I mean, I'm a doctor. That's what I do. So, but I would talk to the parents. And I'm like, look, it's a safe zone here. You need to know I'm pro-vaccine. But why did you choose not to? I just want to know your thinking. Educate me. Now, some of them, and remember, this was even before the internet. You know, right now, and my study with the students highlights misinformation on the internet. But this was before social media. Right? And so we couldn't blame them. And I'm like, you know, why? What is your concern? And some would say, well, I had a friend, you know, child, I took care of the child, child acted normal, child was giggly, child was communicative, all of a sudden after the last shot, child's different. And that scared me. Now, in the medical community, we're like, okay, we can't blame that on the vaccine, and I agree with that. But as a parent, that has got to be really scary. And as a parent's friend, or a family member or caretaker, they're like, can somebody tell me what the hell happened to this kid? And so when you're a parent and your job is to take care of a child, you know, the child, and you see something bad happen after, you know, somebody does something, you know, or they get a treatment, you are going to want to protect that child. And I found the majority of these parents weren't not choosing vaccines because they were crazy. It's because they wanted to protect their child. Like, my child's healthy. I don't want anything injected into my healthy, giggly child. I'm afraid somebody's going to stick something into them and my kid's going to have an adverse effect. That is a very valid concern. We need to address it in the medical community, but it's a valid concern. Let them air that concern so that you can educate them. Also, there were a lot of parents that said, look, I'm not anti-vaccine at all. It's just I don't want to do six at one time. Can I spread it out? And so for years, a lot of doctors are like, we'll work with you. As long as you're going to get that kid vaccinated, we will spread it out. And then some health departments are like, no, they have to just get them all done, you know, because there's more room for missing things and, you know, whatever. And you do have to, with certain vaccines, make sure you do the boosters on time. But I had a lot of parents saying, look, can I just do the tetanus and the hepatitis now? And I'm like, well, what about polio? The kid needs to be, you know, vaccinated against that too. So when you really talk to some of these anti-vaxxers, and we shouldn't even call them anti-vaxxers, when you talk to some of these people that aren't as excited and zealous about vaccination, you need to dissect and find out why. And there's a whole bunch of different sects, but, you know, of people and their concerns about vaccines. So when you see somebody saying that this doctor is a public enemy, you're like, okay, so why? What are you concerned about? What are you worried about? Well, there was a vaccine where, you know, people died and, you know, let us then educate you on the facts. And, you know, maybe we can work together. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.